Hello everyone and welcome to Friends to the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends as we run down the classic sitcom episode by episode. I'm Michael and I've seen Friends over 1,000 times.
And I'm Elizabeth and I've never seen Friends.
And here we are, day 6 of #7podcast7days.
Bless you, Nora. We're almost through it.
Almost there. Didn't think we would get there. I mean, we did start recording. I think we did episode 1 of season 7, what, 2 months ago maybe?
No.
Don't know, feels like a wee while ago. But we've upped the rates. These nice walk in the woods are probably, people are probably cursing them for the sound quality. But it does allow us to record more. This is our 3rd podcast this week.
You know, working from home.
Working from home.
Parenting.
Parenting.
Sometimes the walks are the only spare time you have.
I know.
Other than sleeping.
And even then. We just finished watching the one with the nap partners. Classic episode.
Nora loved it.
Nora loved it because Nora loves a nap time. Even though she doesn't have a nap partner right now. Not old enough to have Hugsy in the crib with her.
Soon enough.
Soon enough. We'll get to talking about that episode all in good time. But first, it is the section of the show that people are loving, and I say that having knowing full well that we haven't released an episode where we've done this feature yet, but I can just, if I know our listeners, they are loving this segment. It's where we delve into some of the deep topics in Friends. It's time for Thoughtful Friends.
I haven't come up with anything quick and catchy.
I have one.
All right.
Thoughtful Friends.
Oh, that's good.
Good.
You have a better voice to do it. Let me try. Hold on. The thoughtful friend. No.
Oh, goodness.
Hold on,
me.
Hold on. Let me try again. Hold on, Nora. The thoughtful friend. No,
yeah,
no.
Not
you,
great.
You do it.
Not great.
The thoughtful friend.
Okay. We need to stop with that. Today's topic is a controversial one. And it's almost, this isn't the best episode to ask you this. So I need to, it's a question about Chandler. And I kind of need you to leave your thoughts about Chandler's behavior in this episode off the table somewhat.
Fine.
How do you think the character of Chandler has been affected since entering into a relationship for Monica, with Monica? From a point of view as a viewer, and maybe as a point of view as, like, if he were a real human. How do you think the character of Chandler has advanced?
A butterfly. Nora, look. Do you see the butterfly? Yay!
So they got together, what, end of season 3 in London. Before that, he was, you know, not successful with the ladies, kind of all over the place, terrified of commitment, never really being able to have anyone on the long term, apart from Kathy, who, you know, he landed through doing the dirty behind his best friend's back. Since being with Monica, you know, moved in with her, proposed 3 times, kind of.
Yeah, you know, I think he's, the word boring came to my mind.
Yeah, that is kind of what's been in my mind.
Yeah, there's not a lot of charisma anymore. He's just kind of there, and I don't know if it's he's going through his own stuff, or if it's just his character developing in a different way. But even the one thing I thought about from watching this episode is that Monica and Chandler, when they're just in their apartment, it's just them, because a lot of this episode focused on just them as a couple kicking around their own apartment. It just felt really natural and real to me. But I don't think his character is nearly the same as it was. I mean, he's not doing those, like, funny one-liners, and maybe that was just a defense mechanism or a way to try to pick up women, even in the, I don't know, it's...
The one-liners are still there, they're just not really landing the way that they used to, and I wonder if it's because, like, in the first few seasons before he was with Monica, he was always very self-deprecating with his humor. It was always like, I'm bad with women, or things like that. But since, like, getting together with Monica, he seems to, like, his jokes are maybe now more... And I have no analysis to prove this, but it feels like his humor and jokes are more pointed at people, and they kind of just seem a bit meaner. I don't know. He just doesn't seem as fun.
Yeah.
But maybe a better human being and a less interesting character.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. We're really
very vocal child with us today.
Well, she feels strongly about Chandler, and you know, we all do. We, you know, he was a favorite of mine. I think I identified mostly with Chandler as a young lad, and I think it's been discussed in previous episodes, but like, he's not a lot of fun right now, but I'm happy for him. You know, he's marrying the woman of his dreams, so yeah. You know, good for him. All right, let's do this. Season 7, Episode 6, the one with the nap partners, first aired on the 9th of November in the year 2000. Such weird birds out here. Such interesting squawks. First aired the 9th of November in the year 2000. How many people watched it? Am I winning? I'm winning 3-2, right? No, you won the last one, right?
No, I think you won.
Okay, so I'm up 3-2. The last episode had 24.43, a 2 million increase from the previous episode. Where do you think we're at?
I'm going to say 23.3.
Okay. I'll say 24 flat.
Okay.
22.01. All right, tied up 3-3. Who's going to win the mini challenge of who's going to be the 7 podcast in 7 days champion?
Oh, it's cutthroat.
All right, this episode opens. Monica, Phoebe, and Rachel, gals, are out for a nice bit of brunch.
It was so weird.
Why?
I'd never seen them like out like that. Or maybe I just don't remember.
It's weird for an episode to open not in an apartment or Central Park.
Yeah.
We do see them out and about at times, but it is weird for an episode to open elsewhere. Monica has gathered them there for the difficult business of deciding on a maid of honor. She has a pretty ingenious scheme where the ladies would trade off, where she'll have one of them, and then they'll kind of go in a circle so that everyone gets a chance to be the maid of honor.
Yeah.
Good system.
I thought she was just going to say, hey, will you both be my maid of honor?
Right. Seems like the easier thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you want two maid of honors? Like, it would split the workload. Like, it sounds like a good idea.
Well, maybe in 2000 that wasn't really a thing.
Yeah, I guess. And then the best part for Monica is then she doesn't have to decide. She's going to let Phoebe and Rachel decide who's going to be her maid of honor. And then, like, they'll figure out the chain from there, basically.
Yeah.
Pretty sneaky. Mm-hmm. Kind of undercuts it. Like, I'd be like, nah, I think you should choose. But there we go. That's Monica all over. While they're discussing this, another lady comes over to them at the restaurant and goes, excuse me, did I hear you're marrying Chandler Bing? And Monica's just like, yes. And she just goes, pfft, good luck. Pretty presumptuous. How would she know that was the Chandler Bing? It was the same Chandler Bing.
Well, I mean, how many Chandler Bings are there?
It's a pretty common name.
Chandler Bing?
Anyway, it's time to dust off my shiny button collection because as she walks away, Phoebe goes, and good luck to you. And she's like, what a nice lady. And the sarcasm is completely lost on her.
Ah.
Oh, Phoebe.
Just believes in the good of people sometimes.
Which is weird because she's like the most streetwise and I would say cynical member of the group. But there we go. Episode opens. The guys are having a boys' night at Ross's apartment. They've just finished watching Die Hard. Could you feel my blood pressure rising?
Oh, yeah.
Why would I be angry about this?
Because you're supposed to watch it around Christmas.
No.
Okay. Because
no less than like 5 episodes ago, Ross was in a bit of a rivalry with his girlfriend's father,
Old
Paul,
played
by Bruce Willis.
Oh, all, yeah.
I'm begging you, all they needed to do was just be like, hey, Bruce Willis looked a wee bit like that girl you dated's father. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, missed opportunity.
Could have been a fun little thing. Anyway, their plans to watch Die Hard 2 immediately after are thwarted when it turns out Joey, being classic Joey, just rented 2 copies of Die Hard rather than Die Hard 1 and 2.
Oh, Joey.
Joey. Chandler is not up for watching it again. Ross and Joey are, so Chandler leaves them to it.
Mm-hmm.
Chandler says he has plans and leaves, but we never really find out what his plans are.
No, I think that's just an excuse.
Oh. Okay. Joey starts calling people bitch, which I thought was weird.
Like, if he gets too drunk, I think.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Okay, they didn't really say that. Like, there weren't really... didn't look like there was a lot of beer bottles, or... I was like, is that a Die Hard thing? Does John McClane call people bitch a lot in Die Hard? But I don't think so.
Oh, I just assumed it was kind of like a... keep drinking, and you start calling everyone bitch. And...
that's weird. They never really talk about, like, getting drunk and weird quirks like that.
Yeah.
Phoebe finds Rachel in Central Perk, and is like, oh, hey... do you want to be my maid of honor? And Rachel is like, oh my god, Phoebe, yeah! But then she's like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Under Monica's plans, if I'm your maid of honor, that would make you her maid of honor. And Phoebe's like, oh hey, I guess you're right. That Phoebe, she's a sharp one, man.
She sure is.
Pretty good. Rachel's having none of it. Phoebe's just like, well, come on, I know you've been it twice already, because Rachel has sisters. I've never got to be it, so can I please do it? And Rachel's just like, alright, seeing as you've never done it before, I'll let you be the maid of honor.
It's very nice of her.
It's very nice of her, but also, like, with the current setup and with the current plan that they have, like, she is guaranteed to be a maid of honor at some... well, not guaranteed, I suppose. If Rachel never gets married, she wouldn't, but...
no, but she makes the point saying, yeah, but this one's happening right now.
Yeah, and it's with two of their friends.
Right.
Even though Phoebe and Chandler aren't really friends.
Right.
So then we cut to the remainder of Joey and Ross's evening. They're all tuckered out on the couch together. Looks like they've taken a little nap together. They are the titular napping partners, if you will.
Yeah, you know, Joey's kind of leaning back against the couch and Ross is on his chest.
If we had done a Would You Rather for this episode, I would have asked you, who would you prefer to take a nap with? Ross or Joey, but I feel like it's probably one of the easiest would you rathers we've ever had. Let's say it on three. One, two, three.
Joey.
Obviously, every listener said Joey as well, because he just looks kind of comfortable.
He does look comfortable. He's got those broad shoulders, yep. And also Ross sucks.
You know, I'm not even going that far. I'm not trying to say Ross would or would not be a good napping partner. I'm just saying Joey would be better, in my opinion.
No, Ross probably wouldn't be bad, but I would prefer Joey.
You audit this? Did you know that? Do you remember? You're like, aw.
When they were napping together?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was cute. Like, you don't really see a lot of the brotherly love type thing, you know?
But then they ruined it by waking up and freaking out and be like, oh god, let's never speak of this again.
Oh god, did we touch? Did we, what happened? Oh god,
this is so gay. I mean, they don't say that, but that is the implication.
Oh god, I knew it was coming too.
So they leave. Joey goes to shake his hand. Ross is like, no! Like, well, you wouldn't shake his hand anyway if you were saying goodbye.
Yes, good day to you, sir.
Elsewhere, Monica recounts the story of the woman wishing her luck in the restaurant, and Chandler tries to, like, figure out who it was. It's not a college girlfriend because they were blonde and this lady was a brunette. So then he goes and finds, an old book, like an old yearbook or something.
Yeah.
And he points to her, a woman named Julie, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was his camp girlfriend.
Oof, those are serious.
Now, I never... We don't really have summer camps in the traditional sense in Scotland, so I would never have had a camp girlfriend. That's the only reason I've never had a camp girlfriend,
because,
of course.
Because you don't have summers in Scotland?
Well, low blow. But yes, probably partly the reason would be the weather. You feel good about that?
I feel so good.
Just you wait till global warming. We're going to have a budding wine industry and a blossoming camp summer camp industry. Did you ever have a camp BF?
Yeah, I guess so. Just have, like, those same people you come back to every year. And you're like, we can make out behind this tree.
Same person year after year?
Well, no, not always.
Okay.
But some people do that.
Yeah.
They'll, like, have their camp relationships.
And then what?
When the summer's over, then it's over.
You don't, like, write letters or something?
Some loving had me a blast.
The chicks will cream.
What?
Do you, like, stay in touch? Like, do you, like, write letters or something?
Some people do, yeah.
Okay. So Monica asks, did you break up? And he just very deadpan goes, no, we're still together.
But that was kind of funny.
It was pretty good. Yeah. Good delivery. And then he's like, why would she be mad at you? And it's like, I don't know. Maybe it's because I broke up with her when she got really fat.
And here's where Elizabeth really, really rolled her eyes.
You've often taken exception to the fat jokes in Friends. Did you kind of get a sense of where this was going from here?
Yep.
Not happy?
No. First they're making homophobic comments, now it's...
Well, let's be clear. There's no homophobic comments. There is the kind of age-old... Yeah, it's, you know, it's the joke is the equivalent of the no homo kind of thing. But, like, yeah, it's implied.
Yes.
But, yes, the weight stuff is...
It's cheap.
Yeah, it's cheap. It's a cheap laugh.
Just like the whole lesbian thing with Carol.
Mm. And obviously this is a situation which kind of rings very true with Monica, because she has had her issues with weight, so she takes a special exception to it.
Yep. As she should. I mean, I wouldn't want to find out that the person I was marrying broke up with someone because of their weight when you have yourself struggled with weight. Or any... Regardless,
yeah, it's just not a nice thing to hear about someone.
Yeah.
It's camp, though. You're a kid. You know, people are allowed to grow and change. We're jumping ahead. This is kind of basically where this is resolved later on. But, okay, elsewhere, the gang are hanging out. Joey lets slip that Phoebe has been a maid of honor before. He's sort of like, oh, you're going to be maid of honor. I hope it goes better than last time. And Phoebe's just like, Joey, shut up. And Rachel hears it and she's like, well, I'm back in the running. This is unacceptable.
That's true. Like, it's not quite fair.
Yeah.
I agree.
Joey's like, I'll help you. We can have, like, a kind of audition. And Ross and I will be the judges. And we'll decide who shall be the best maid of honor.
Yes, then they decide. Takes it off everyone
else's
table.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
Yep. The ladies leave to prep for this. Ross and Joey are kind of left alone. It's awkward between the two.
Would that be awkward for you?
It depends. Like, if they'd leaned a bit more on the fact that they had been drinking and they just kind of passed out, maybe not, but, like, it'd be a bit weird, kind of just, like,
Is it because you both fell asleep and were touching, or is it because you both were napping at the same couch?
Like, it's not like you've just kind of fallen asleep and leaned up on their shoulders or something. This was, like, pretty intimate, lying across their chest, you know, you know, the way that it was positioned, it was kind of like a kind of post-coital, let's fall asleep in each other's arms kind of way. Like, it was very, very close.
Hmm.
I don't know if that makes me a hypocrite for, like, being like, hey, that's... Like, I kind of get why they would just be like, oh, that was a bit weird. But, like, they lean into it a lot more that it's like, oh, don't touch me kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's a bit awkward. Until Joey just kind of comes out with it. He's like, that was the best nap I've ever had.
And Ross, I think it's sort of implied, like, it's sex. The way he's like,
oh, what?
I want to do it again. It's the best nap I've ever had.
Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, they're kind of playing off it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And Ross, like, tries to deny it. But he's like, okay, yes, it was the best nap. They're like, what are we going to do? It's weird. So Joey is basically, like, game for another round. And Ross is trying to deny his true feelings. Monica tells a story to Chandler about an old friend that she had. That she was, like, her crush in, like, fifth grade. Who she asked out and he just, like, didn't feel that way. So she kind of talked about how it was kind of... She feels like that again with Chandler. I didn't really get the point of it. I didn't get the story, but she was sort of like, this person is your Tommy blah, blah, blah. You should, like... Basically, she wants her to go and him to go and apologize to this Julie person.
It's because that... This boy didn't want to be with her because of her weight. And she said it still makes her feel bad to think about it and how much she would appreciate if today he bumped into her and apologized.
But she doesn't know that. Like, that wasn't part of the story, was it?
Yeah.
Oh. I guess I wasn't paying attention. Okay. Elsewhere, Joey is explaining the rules of this maid of honor competition. Wish I'd thought of a punchier name for that. But you know what? They should have come up with it. They should have come up with some sort of quiz name for it.
They can't all be us.
Making the maid or something. I don't know. That's just, you know, no bad ideas in brainstorming. Explain the rules. They go through some wedding scenarios and they basically just have to respond. So we have a bit of fun. We have the ladies competing. We have Ross and Joey judging. And we get a couple of different scenarios. It's like, Rachel, what would you do if... Monica had cold feet, and Rachel kind of talks through, you know, very rationally, just kind of like, you know, this is normal, and I know how much you love him. She does very well, and the judges are very impressed. then Phoebe's scenario is there's a drunk uncle, and Ross kind of acts like he gets up during the sermon and he's like, I remember when Monica was a little girl, and Phoebe just tackles him to the ground. Which you didn't think was such a great idea.
No, because it disrupts the entire ceremony, which Rachel points out.
But it puts an end to it quite quickly. Like, he's already disrupted it. At least you're, like, bringing in a... Like, he could go on for a while.
If you're the maid of honor, you're up there with them, which means that you'd have to get off the in front of everyone, get down from where you're at, and tackle this guy.
Anyway, it was quite impressive. Ross gets, like, tackled, and he's like, ow! And he's like, good job! And then... they both have to, like, go over, they have to do, like, their maid of honor speeches, and Rachel kind of improvises a very moving, heartfelt thing. And then Phoebe, they're just like, Phoebe, good luck topping that. And Phoebe's just sort of like, Monica and Chandler are great together. I remember telling Rachel this when we were in the shower naked together. And of course the judges love that.
Phoebe's so smart.
Did you notice in this scene the return of a old trope that we used to see quite a lot in Friends, but we haven't seen in quite a while?
No.
Rachel's nipples were on full display.
So, Phoebe said, showering naked, Michael looks to the boobs.
They're pretty hard to miss, I think, as we've established in episodes gone by.
I did not notice.
I really enjoyed this scene. I thought this was really fun.
Because of her nipples?
No. Well, no. No, I thought it was just good, sharp writing. I thought, like, it was kind of a weird scenario, like, this competition for Maid of Honor, but, like, they made it work, and, like, the scenarios they gave them were fun, and everyone's, like, reactions to it were fun. Joey and Ross did a great job as their judges, like, taking it really seriously. It reminded me of that episode where they had, like, the trivia between the guys and the girls, and, like, where they traded apartments. Like, I don't know. I really enjoyed it.
No, it was really good. It was funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't typically... laugh out loud, but I did a few times in this episode.
Yeah, I actually wrote that down. Lol from Liz. I remember you laughing out loud during this scene. I wrote that down. Elsewhere, Chandler goes to Julie's. Monica's there with him. He had the nickname of Skidmark. Pretty self-explanatory.
How would he find her apartment?
Yeah. I mean, pre-Facebook, yeah, pretty hard, I would imagine. Anyway, they found it. Sorry, well, he goes to apologize, and he's like, I'm sorry I broke up with you because you got fat. And this was news to Julie.
She's like, that's why you broke up with me?
Yeah. Oh, shit. So it just makes everything worse. Which means she was just holding a grudge and felt the need to go over to her, like, during a meal, just because he broke up with her. She's been, like, holding that grudge since camp.
What was the reason? Do we find out later?
I think it's just because he broke up with her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Huh. All right, we're in Central Perk. Joey and Ross give the results to Rachel and Phoebe. Phoebe wins.
Yep.
Rachel is none too happy. She freaks out. She insults Phoebe. She's like, good luck enjoying the... good luck with the voodoo veggie freak wedding or something like that. It's pretty harsh.
No, she's talking about throwing a shower or a bachelorette party or something for Monica, but in Phoebe's own take on it, which Monica would hate.
Yeah.
And personally, I would not want to be Monica's maid of honor. Because I think with her, how uppity she is, it would just go... Oh my God, I would just... With how high maintenance she is, I think it would just be very difficult to please her.
Yeah, tough going. Out of Rachel and Phoebe, who would you want as your maid of honor? Let's count down from three. 3, 2, 1.
Rachel.
Yes, obviously. Again, I think everybody at home feels the same way. So Rachel kind of storms off in a huff, having lost the right to be maid of honor for Monica, leaving Ross and Joey again in Central Perk. And Joey just kind of very coyly gets up and is like, oh, I'm kind of tired. I'm going to go upstairs and take a nap. And he kind of looks at... Ross all longingly, just using his charms.
It's like, that's where I'll be, if anyone wants to know.
Yeah, say what you will about Joey, he knows how to get someone to lay down with him.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. We then see we're back with Monica and Chandler. They're continuing to discuss the issue. Monica obviously bringing up her concerns over body image and body shape, kind of bringing up her history of weight issues, kind of bringing up her history of Chandler, you know, back in that Thanksgiving when he was like, I don't want to be stuck here with your fat sister, and he got his toe chopped off. Remember that flashback? Thanksgiving? She's bringing that up. And Chandler, you know, does his best to kind of reassure, you know, she brings up the fact her body's going to change through pregnancy and things like this, you know.
Something good. I can definitely relate to.
Yeah, you know, good, honest, open discussions. You know, often in sitcoms, you know, it's all very on the surface, the conversations, and it's kind of a simple resolution of just, oh, come here, you, give me a hug. You make a wee joke and you kind of get over it. Or someone makes like a grand gesture, which is nice for a sitcom, but doesn't really work in the real world. But no, this, you know, they kind of have an open and frank discussion, and Chandler does his best to reassure. He's like, I don't care how you get, I don't care what size you get, I'm in love with you completely, and you know, nothing's gonna change that. He's changed, you know, we talked about it at the beginning, he's matured, he's grown. You know, there was that episode earlier, like in like season one or two, where he broke up with a woman because she had a big head. Like, he's not that same guy anymore, I don't think. I think Monica makes him a better man.
No, but I really didn't like his portrayal of this episode. I was very turned off by him, just as a character, as a person.
Yeah, it's also kind of rich, you know, with Chandler to be the one to criticize people for dramatic weight loss. When you look at Matthew Perry's journeys, up, dipping up and down throughout the seasons.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, I wrote, you're having none of this. I personally, like, yes, Chandler is very problematic in this episode, but I like the fact that they kind of address their issues like a normal couple would, and like they handled it in a proper way. I don't know. I liked it. Rach apologizes to Phoebe for like freaking out and insulting her and being kind of a baby. There was a line here that I think we both laughed at. Oh, I remember. She comes in and goes, oh, Phoebe, I'm sorry for being a baby. And Phoebe was like, don't be ridiculous, Rachel. We were all babies at some point. It's just another really good throwaway line.
It was so funny.
Really good.
It was so good. I loved it.
It was very good. Rachel accepts the decision, and she kind of then, like, as a show of good faith, presents Phoebe with like all of the stuff she had kind of put together when she'd first learned about the engagement. She had like a book of like different designs and flower arrangements and things like that.
Yeah, very sentimental things.
Oh yeah, because like dating back to like a Halloween where like Monica dressed up as a bride and she had been Wonder Woman and she like held her trail, and like there's photos of them going way back. And Phoebe decides that maybe Rachel is the best person for the job, so she very graciously says Rachel can do it. And another nice moment between the friends.
So nice, yeah.
It's nice. She sees how much it would mean. So then Monica comes in and they tell her, and then Monica's just like, oh, great. Let's get together 4 times a week to plan things out. This is what you were saying would probably happen, being like a bit of a nightmare. Bridezilla before there was a bridezilla. Yeah, come run to mine tomorrow, 6:30 a.m. And she's sort of like, ah, shit.
We all knew that. Yeah. Like, it's obvious that that's the kind of bride Monica would be.
Should have seen it coming. Should have seen it coming. And then the episode ends. We are in Joey's apartment. Joey and Ross are all snuggled up on the couch together. They wake up and they're both just like, oh, that was a great nap. Yeah, it was. And then they look up and the rest of the gang are there being super judgmental. And Joey tries to like dismiss it. He's like, dude, what are you doing? And he gets up and storms off. And Ross is just like, if you'll excuse me, I need to leave now. And that was the one with the nap buddies.
Partners,
thank you. I really like that.
Yeah.
Might not quite be up there with the one with Rachel's assistant, but like, real solid, I thought. Good jokes, good storyline, something for everybody. You know, the Joey and Ross part is a bit throwaway, but it was also like good, I thought. You know,
I would have given this episode an 8.5 if it wasn't for all of the comments that weren't of the kindest nature. And I know it's just I just don't like it. It just didn't age well for me.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to give it, I really liked it, 7.
Okay. 7's a good score.
But it would have been an 8.5.
I think I'd go to 7.5 with it. I think, okay. Like, they've been guilty of like cheap fat jokes in the past, and for me, like, this was almost like a response to that. It was almost like a more mature approach. Like, yes, there were fat comments, but it was more of a discussion about how those things are like hurtful and how they're not just throwaway comedic lines. It's actually like they're addressing what's problematic about it.
Yes.
Almost. And like Chandler almost gets his comeuppance for like these comments. So I don't know. Like, I didn't have such a big problem with it as you did. I thought the scene in the middle with like the Maid of Honor auditions was really, really funny. They had a couple of hilarious throwaway lines. Yeah, good stuff. Like, they've kind of bounced back from a shaky start to the season. I'm glad we're kind of wrapping up 7 podcasts in 7 days more on a high.
Yeah, it was good.
Did you miss Tag Jones?
No.
Sorry,
no,
Tig
because
Jones.
I don't feel like he adds anything to any episode, but also I just didn't want to hear his name anymore, and it was a nice break.
Fair enough. We got one more episode in the 7 podcast in 7 days. That is going to be season 7, episode 7, the one with Ross's library book. What do you think is going on there?
He finds an old library book that he was supposed to return, and it opens his world.
And he's tracked down by a curmudgeonly by the book library inspector. Nope, that's Seinfeld. Great episode.
It's lost on me, I'm sorry.
All right. Lots of people know, they find it very funny.
They're laughing in their cars and in their houses and in their...
wherever they listen, everywhere.
Bicycles.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you all so much for listening to the Friends to the End podcast with Michael and Elizabeth. If you want to help support the show, follow us on Twitter, @FriendsPod. You can give us a wee friendly rating or review wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, one way that's hugely helpful is tell a friend. Word of mouth really helps us reach a larger audience. Join us next time for the end of 7 podcasts in 7 days. And then probably a 6-month hiatus before we do episode 8.
Not true.
Just kidding. Nah, we're doing this.
4-month hiatus.
We are going to finish season 7 by the end of 2020. Unless 2020 finishes us first. All right, everyone. We love you. Stay safe. Wear a mask. All that good stuff. Bye.
Bye-bye.